Parshat Miketz. This week's commentary was written by Rabbi Abigail True, Rabbinic Fellow and Director of Planned Giving at JTS, and narrated by Joan Goodman. Disappointment is a much more fertile ground for spiritual practice than dreams, teaches yoga guru Sarah Dinanda. And while the dreams of Parshat Miketz offer plenty of fodder for spiritual musings, it is ultimately the disappointment of an old father that guides our spiritual practice this week. Parshat Miketz is the heart of the Joseph story, but it is also a story about Jacob growing old. He is, when we first see him this week, still strong and full of confident authority, assessing the severity of the famine and directing his sons to procure food from Egypt. But as the boys return home with the bad news that Simeon has been detained in Egypt and that they were set up to appear as thieves, we see that this is just a facade. Jacob berates them and is full of self-pity. Quote, "It is always me you bereave. These things always happen to me." Genesis chapter 42, verse 36. He then refuses to send Benjamin into Egypt, for if he meets with disaster on the journey you are taking, you will send my white head down to Sheol in grief. Genesis chapter 42, verse 38. What happened to that confident young man who impulsively extorted Esau's birthright and conned his father into blessing him as the firstborn? Even just a few chapters ago, we watched with bated breath as he lined up his family and fortune to face his grown brother nemesis in a carefully calculated balance of tactical strength and defensive strategy. These images are snapshots from an earlier phase in Jacob's life, the phase before he lost his beloved Rachel and favored Joseph. The Jacob we encounter in Miketz has suffered the heartbreak of devastating loss, and although he retains strains of his formerly take-charge, confident self, he is paralyzed with the fear of sustaining such loss again. Rabbi Miriam Glazer, in the Torah, a women's commentary, writes that, quote, "The very notion of closure for grief is an illusion," unquote. We grieve and life marches on, and so we put one foot in front of the other and face another day. But like Jacob, we are fundamentally changed. And like Jacob, when we find ourselves in another situation that evokes deep fear of loss, betrayal, or other pain, we resist. What happens, though, when the time comes to take some action that is terrifying to the very core? Like Jacob, we are often faced with being in a situation we had no intention of ever being in. Quote, "The famine in the land was severe," Genesis chapter 43, verse 1. "And having run out of their Egyptian rations, Jacob and his family are faced with starvation. Jacob instructs his sons to go again and procure some food for us. And when Judah reminds him that such a journey can be successful only with Benjamin in tow, Jacob responds with blame, quote, "Why did you serve me so ill as to tell the man that you had another brother?" Unquote. Genesis chapter 43, verse 6. Judah defends their actions and pushes his father to recognize the corner he's in. Ultimately, Jacob acquiesces, and his response is the beginning of our spiritual lesson. Quote, "If it must be so, do this," he begins. Chapter 43, verse 11. And he goes on to outline a full plan to soften the Egyptian authority with gifts. He concludes with a prayer that God should have mercy on them, and then a final note of resignation. Quote, "As for me, if I am to be bereaved, I shall be bereaved." Genesis chapter 43, verse 14. The psychologists of our community could identify the stages of Jacob's decision-making here. First resistance, then blame, then resignation bolstered with a plan that offers the illusion of control in a situation completely out of one's control, followed by a prayer, the acknowledgement of just how out of control the situation is, and finally, Ka'asher shakalti shakalti, "If I am to be bereaved, I shall be bereaved." The phrasing recalls the voice of Esther, and the parallel is striking. Like Jacob, she is stuck in a situation she had no intention of being in and desperately wants to avoid. Like Jacob, she first resists reality but is convinced of having no choice by someone closer to her who is affected by the situation at hand, Mordechai. Like Jacob, she formulates a plan to make her feel more in control, 3 days of communal fasting, and finishes with resignation to the pain she may suffer. Quote, "Ka'asher avadati avadati, if I perish, I perish." Esther chapter 4, verse 16 and previous. How deeply human a response: to resist, to furtively plan, to finally resign. So what are the emotional triggers of resignation? A resignation that enables one to move past fear and to act? Rashbam and Ramban, both of whom note the linguistic parallels in these two texts, offer two different answers. Rashbam understands Jacob's, "If I am bereaved, I am bereaved," as his way of saying, "I'll take my chances. What will be, will be." It is a resignation born out of total lack of control over the outcome. For him, the lesson is that we face life's challenges and scariest moments by taking a deep breath and acknowledging how little control we have, and by embracing uncertainty as a fact of life. Ramban sees it differently. He understands the phrase as rooted in Jacob's heartbreak. Quote, "Jacob is saying that you can no longer add to my bereavement, as I am already bereaved." He thus consoled himself about everything that came upon him by his great suffering for Joseph. Unquote. In this read, heartbreak makes us stronger. It enables us to dig deep within, to console ourselves, and face life's challenges by knowing how much we have already survived and how strong we are to handle whatever comes next. Rabbi Glazer suggests that life only offers the tentative recognition that our anguish is endurable, that despite ourselves, life goes on and engages us with new emotions, new situations and images, new challenges and changes. In the middle of a story about dreams and happy endings, the glimpse at Jacob facing difficult situations with a broken heart reminds us of words uttered by the philosopher Bertrand Russell, quote, "To conquer fear is the beginning of wisdom."